Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Cincinnati May Festival Youth Chorus. Their conductor, James Bagwell, has joined me at the microphone. James, welcome.
And thank you.
Obviously, it's a very impressive group of kids. How did this chorus start out?
This chorus started in 1996 as an actually, 1986 as an extension of the Adult May Festival Chorus, as sort of an education outreach. The May Festival Chorus has been in Cincinnati since the end of the 19th century, so it's such a thrill to be a part of that tradition, that choral tradition of Cincinnati.
For those of us who don't know about the Cincinnati May Festival, does it involve human sacrifice or anything?
Well, the chorus might think so because. If you've seen it, it's 2 weekends up to 5 concerts.
Ah.
One night might be Verdi Requiem, one night might be Carmina Burana, you know, the easy pieces.
Right.
And in fact, this hall was built for the May Festival. And
really?
If you look around, I mean, this is the history of American choral music is in this building.
And that's why you guys sound so great in here.
Thank you.
That's great. Would you please introduce this set of 2 songs you're going to perform?
Sure. These are 2 pieces by the American composer Virgil Thompson, and they're not performed very often. They're actually settings of Thomas Campion poems, and Thomas Campion was a Elizabethan lute song composer. And so what Virgil Thompson has done is take these poems and adapt them in a 20th century idiom, and even the piano part sounds a little bit like a lute. So he tries to read these poems through mid-20th century ears.
Very nice. All right, the stage is yours.
Follow your saint. Follow with accent sweet. Haste you with sad notes. She was first.
We heard two songs by Virgil Thompson, Follow Your Saint and Follow Thy Fair Son, settings of poems by Thomas Campion. I believe he was Christopher Marlowe's pub-crawling partner. Sung for us by the Cincinnati May Festival Youth Chorus, ages 14 to 18 years old, conducted by James Bagwell and accompanied by their assistant director, David Kirkendall. We have three singers from the chorus joining us at the microphones. Kara Cover, 18 years old, Alex Metzel, 16 years old, and Alice Flanders, 17 years old. Beautiful songs and wonderfully done. Kara, I understand before you joined the chorus, you were not necessarily a big fan of classical music?
No, I wasn't. I thought it was actually boring.
What was it that turned you around about it?
Well, I came to the chorus, the first rehearsal, and all these kids just started singing, and I was blown away. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing thing I have ever been a part of. And it's just amazing to be around like all these kids like my own age who are just so talented. And, you know, I thought that maybe going there and, you know, all these kids were going to be like really stricklers with their music, but no, they're just fun-loving kids like just me.
It's the community, the welling up of sound.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that you were a non-fan of classical music, it's just that you have bad speakers, probably.
Yeah.
A good audiophile will take care of that for you. Alex, meanwhile, you want to take this singing thing very seriously. You love all kinds of singing.
Yeah, I especially love opera, and to me, it's the perfect form of art form. I mean, you combine theater and singing, and there's so much technicality to it, and musicianship, and you add foreign languages, and you have sets and props and orchestra. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing, and I've heard different recordings of operas, you know, Mozart and Verdi and Puccini, Rene Fleming and Placido Domingo, and you just realize how much work I have to do, but that doesn't turn me off. I want to try harder so that one day I can sing at the Met or La Scala like them.
Alice, tell us a little bit about your conductor who's standing right next to you.
James is absolutely marvelous. We could not have possibly asked for a better conductor. He's wonderful, especially with our age group. He actually teaches college students, and he relates to us more on a level that we appreciate as young adults.
Kara, you say that your conductor is great about illustrating how he wants you to sing, what, with stories or demonstrations?
Yeah, he tries to find a way for us to connect and, you know, demonstrate ways for us, the way he wants us to do it. And a funny story, a couple weeks ago, he was telling us a way not to sing, and he demonstrated Bo Bice from American Idol, and we all thought that was pretty interesting.
Good way of getting point across. And James, I guess we're really going to have to hear this Bo Bice imitation.
I'm reluctant to do this, but it's
it's just this voice.
I can.
That's up.
That's sort of. I can almost smell the hair product and propane. And now, to take us from the ridiculous to the sublime, James, please tell us what the chorus will sing to take us out of this program.
This is an arrangement by Robert Shaw, who conducted many times in this hall of Saints Bound for Heaven.
All right. Lovely way to end our program today. I want to thank all of our great young performers, and thank you for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, Cincinnati May Festival Youth Chorus. You can take it from the top.
Our bondage it shall end by and by and by. Our bondage it shall end by and by. From Egypt Joseph.